All right, 6:40 on the ticket. Coming up in 15 minutes, this week's installment of Basketball Junes, we're going to talk about shortening the NBA season. But first, an exclusive visit with Tiger Woods on this program. We're the only local show he will talk to, and we talk to him about missing the cut at the PGA Championship, brought to us by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and TexasLending.com.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh. Hi, Major.
Hey, Tiger.
Hi.
We just called to see how you're doing. You know, we didn't see you play this weekend at the PGA. You had kind of a rough go.
Yeah, I didn't really want to play all weekend. I just want to play a couple days and then call it a weekend, you know?
Uh-huh.
Is that enough golf for you?
Yeah, that was about it for me.
Well, that was surprising because you were the favorite to win, but you missed the cut.
And I'm still the favorite to miss the cut.
No, you were the favorite to win.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just really haven't been practicing too much. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but like the Masters, I like won that.
Yeah, we saw.
And that was really the last time I picked up a club.
Looked like it.
Yeah.
So why is that? Why'd you lay off for a month?
Well, golf is not what I've been doing all month.
Hmm.
The thing I've been doing all month is my girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
Tiger?
We don't need to hear details of that.
My girlfriend, Erica. We've been touching each other.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she holds my hand and everything.
Wow. Okay.
And hold on, let me make sure my mommy isn't listening. Okay, yeah, she's in the other room. But since I won the Masters, Erica...
Mm-hmm.
She's let me touch her boobies.
That's pretty big, I guess.
No, yeah. We go up in my treehouse, and like on the count of three, she'll pull up her top real quick and then pull it back down real fast, and I try to swat at them before she can get the shirt back.
Swat at them? That's ridiculous.
That's right. And we even took some candy up in my treehouse and didn't tell my mommy.
Wow. Boy, you're being naughty.
There's like wrappers all over the place up there. Oh, great.
Well, even though you didn't get to play over the weekend, what'd you think of Brooks Koepka?
Oh, I hate that Brooks Koepka. I'm so tired of hearing about Brooks Koepka.
Why?
Please. Let's look at that old tote board, gentlemen.
Okay.
Brooks Koepka has four majors.
Yep.
I have a little number called 15.
Okay, but he's done it like 2 years, though. That's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, keep your jaw flapping there, Job.
All right, I won't say any more about Brooks Koepka.
Uh-huh. I have 15, and that's like 28 more than four majors.
Not quite.
Check your math on that one.
You are way ahead of him. You're way ahead.
Pulled me out of school pretty early for golf. So.
Thought you went to Stanford.
Yeah. What about that?
But I heard you guys. I was listening on like the Sports Day app.
Uh huh. Thank you for doing that.
And you guys were talking about how I haven't influenced more people to play golf.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially minorities. And I thought that was very unfair.
Yeah.
Put that all on me.
Well, we're not putting it on you, but why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's a reason for it. I think minorities generally don't like playing boring sports.
Never thought of that.
You think golf is boring?
Is boring. Golf is so boring. Oh, my gosh. There's so many more fun things to do, like play the Tiger Woods golf video game.
Right. Yeah.
Did you guys know I had my own video game?
Oh, yeah.
It's called Tiger Woods Golf. I play it all the time.
Do you?
Uh-huh. I play Tiger Woods Golf, and then I play Fortnite, and then I play Tiger Woods Golf some more, and then I play my old copy of
NCAA, okay.
And then I play Tiger Woods Golf some more, and then I practice my Fortnite dances, and then I play Fortnite again.
Yeah.
So fun.
No wonder you missed the cut.
Yeah, you have been busy.
Yeah, and my mommy said that if...
Jeez.
My mom said that if I... that I can have a sleepover if I win one more major.
Wow.
I'm really going to try to win that one more major, and then I'm going to invite an Erica over for a sleepover.
Oh, God. the loophole.
Guess who barely made the cut?
Who?
Phil Vadil.
Yeah, but he made it.
Yeah, but barely.
Okay.
And that's the important thing here.
Okay.
You know who I wish had been around to see me not make the cut?
Who's that?
PGA Championship.
We're up against it.
No, who?
My mom.
Wind up.
The large ebony philanderer who, before he was planted in an unmarked grave in Manhattan, Kansas, by a bitter widow, once got so horned up after eating a particularly good Chinese meal that he signed up to be drafted by the Korean War so that he could travel to Vietnam to fight the Germans to get close to the Taiwanese Malaysians from Japan, where he could sniff out the ovulation trail of some Mexican Asian bride who would try to run for his from his air-humping hips all the way across the Himalayas to get away from him, but he was so full of pre-me too that he had to chase her for 6 months until he finally tackled her in a Midwestern wheat field and made her fall in love with him long enough to force his Viagra-engorged tinkle stick into her dusty hair matted mucus cave so that 9 months later she had to climb up a transformer pole to a bald eagle's nest and squat over a shredded copy of the Constitution and whelp out a BM bottom baby that would someday cheat on the Swedish supermodel and win 15 majors before doing this very interview.
That's the most incredible one ever.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you're still in touch.
There's our buddy Fake Tiger with us yesterday on the show. Six